Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Toby, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. In some areas of healthcare, we use a treatment for one condition to try to help people with something else. One example is the use of anti-malaria treatments for children with anemia, and the evidence of this was examined in a new Cochrane review in January 2015. Anke Roer from the Centre for Evidence-Based Healthcare at Stellenbosch University in South Africa describes the rationale and the findings in this evidence pod.
Anemia is a condition where people either do not have enough red blood cells or enough hemoglobin in these cells to provide their body with oxygen. It is a big problem worldwide, especially among children below the age of 5 in Africa and Southeast Asia. There are many reasons for anemia, including nutritional deficiencies of iron and folic acids, blood diseases, worms, and other infections like HIV and malaria. In tropical countries where malaria is common, anemia is also a big problem, since malaria causes breakdown of red blood cells. Malaria is transmitted by mosquitoes, and they come and go depending on aspects of climate, including rain. So in some countries, much of the malaria transmission is during the rainy seasons, and this means that it is sometimes necessary to take extra measures to prevent malaria at these times. Intermittent preventive treatment, or IPT, is one approach. It involves giving children a full course of antimalarial treatment during the rainy season, whether they have malaria or not. Usually, the drug that is given is sulfadoxine pyrimethamine, commonly known as Fansidar. Because of the link between malaria and anemia, it has been suggested that IPT could also be used to treat anemic children living in these tropical areas, and this was the topic of our review. We found 6 randomized trials with a total of nearly 4,000 children aged between 3 months and 9 years who lived in malaria-endemic areas. 3 trials were conducted in areas with low malaria disease intensity, 2 in the Gambia and 1 in eastern Kenya. The other 3 trials were from areas with high disease intensity, western Kenya, southern Malawi, and western Tanzania. In 5 of the trials, children had mild to moderate anemia, with hemoglobin levels between 5 and 11 grams per deciliter. And in 1 trial, children had hemoglobin levels below 7 grams per deciliter. Only 1 trial excluded children with malaria. 3 trials recruited children who were admitted to hospital or attended outpatient clinics, while the other 3 trials recruited children from the community. In all but 1 trial, all children, regardless of study group, were given baseline treatment for malaria or anemia. All trials compared IPT to placebo, and some trials included additional treatment with iron. Sulfadoxine pyrimethamine was used in most of them, but artemether-lumefantrine was used in 1, and chloroquine syrup was given to children in another. We were most interested in the findings on hematological outcomes, such as hemoglobin levels and presence of anemia. We also looked at severe outcomes, like death and hospital admission, and found that IPT probably makes little or no difference to the number of deaths and hospital admissions at 6 months follow-up, based on 3 trials with 3,160 children. For the hematological outcomes, we found that the number of children with anemia was similar in the drug and the placebo groups at the end of 12 weeks follow-up. There was no difference between children who received additional iron supplementation and those that did not. On the other hand, our results did show that IPT, when compared to placebo, may have a small effect on hemoglobin levels. The mean change in hemoglobin levels from baseline to follow-up was 0.32 grams per deciliter higher in the intervention group, while the mean hemoglobin concentration at 12 weeks follow-up was 0.35 grams per deciliter higher in children who received IPT. Both these findings were statistically significant, and, once again, there was no difference between children who received additional iron supplementation and those that did not. In summary, despite these small benefits in hemoglobin levels, routine administration of IPT to anemic children is not warranted on the basis of this review, given the lack of effect on the other important outcomes. However, it is important to remember that most of the trials were conducted in areas of low malaria disease intensity, where any protective effect is likely to be modest. This makes it important that future trials are large enough to detect differences in patient-orientated outcomes, such as all-cause mortality, and consideration should be given to malaria endemicity.
If you'd like to access the full current findings of Anker's review, and to watch for further updates if future trials become available, go to cochranelibrary.com and search for antimalarial anemia.